Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. We thank God for this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. And you know, every day I love to do that because sometimes we forget that even though things might not be going the way we want it to go, it still don't change the fact that this is the day that God has made. And you know, the good thing about it, he woke us up when so many people didn't have a chance to wake up this morning. Sometimes it's good to be grateful, you know, having a grateful attitude for the things that God has already blessed you with and the things that he's going to bless you with. So go through this day with a grateful heart, and not just a grateful heart, but go through this day thanking God for the thing that God has blessed you with that somebody else might not have. And then even if you don't have what you desire, thank God there are some other things that you can look at and say, I thank God for health and strength. And if you can't thank God for that, there's some other things that you can find to have a grateful heart. So whatever you do today, have a grateful heart.
I've got a new song for all of the praisers. Are you ready? People of every nation, every color and creed, from ocean to ocean, let's join together as one great church with one great praise to our great and mighty God. Here we go.
Glory and honor, dominion.
Now and forever.
Now and forever. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth with power.
Forever with power. To this
Yes, God, great God. God is a great God, and he is worthy to be praised. As I stated on this show this afternoon, I said, let's go through this day with a grateful heart, having gratefulness. You know, sometimes we spend more time complaining than we are grateful. There's always something that you can find that you can feel grateful for. And I love that song because it says, God, great God. He's the one that is great and greatly to be praised. And he is the one that blesses us. As the scripture says, it is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And I thank God that we can go through this day having a grateful heart and being grateful for all the blessings that God has a store upon us and our family. And I pray today that as you continue, not just today, but this week, continue to have a great attitude of being grateful for all that God has done for you. Let me just say, if you desire prayer and you're having a problem, I want you to know that God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. It doesn't matter what the problem is. It could be a financial problem, marriage problem, relationship problem, maybe with your mother, your father, you need prayer for them, a financial sickness or disease. Whatever you're going through, I want you to know that Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open for you. You can call the prayer line at 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. That line is always open to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. The Bible says, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said that he would do it for them. Well, we believe here at Kenneth Morgan's radio show that God is able to do all things, and he never fails. I know sometimes people think he fails, but God never fails. You know, heaven and earth will pass away before God's word and what he says will fail. The Bible says in Numbers 23:19 in the New Old Testament that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent. For if he said it, he will do it. Let me tell you, God ain't just sitting up there. And sometimes people, you know, think God is almost like a myth. You know, we don't really know about God, people feel. And they feel that, you know, hey, God, hey, my mother talked about God, the church talked about God, but I don't really know if there is a God. Well, I can introduce you to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that is God, the one that spoke the universe into existence. See, you got to have a relationship with him. See, in order to know somebody, you have to get to have a relationship with them. God want to have a relationship with you. But if you desire prayer, we're here to pray for you and believe God again for your miracle. And whatever you're going through, whatever the problem, the situation, we're here. The helpline, the prayer line is right here to pray for you. You know, and I want to thank God because on all the radio stations that we had even on our other radio station, 580 calls of people that called in for prayer, people that we have talked to. There are many people that listen to our radio programs, like on Old School 1029. Matter of fact, you can hear me on Old School 1029 every first and third Sunday. That's at 1:30, 7:30 a.m. in the morning on fifth Sundays. And you can go to cborangeberry.com, click on Old School 1029, listen live. And of course, you can tune in to me on Old School 1029. Also, right here on Blog Talk Radio as we come on every Monday through Friday at 12 noon and then Saturday at 9 a.m. in the morning. You know, we're here because we care about people. You know, sometimes people say they care, but they really don't care, because some people are like this. Well, all I care about is my own family, my own self. I don't care about nobody else. I only care about myself. Well, listen to what the scripture says. What you make happen for others will make happen for you. Sometimes, you know, you got to get involved in somebody else's situation. You know, man, everybody want mercy, but very few people want to give mercy back to somebody else. And it's a true statement to know without one shadow of a doubt that kindness go a long ways. Getting involved in other people's situation. When I say getting involved, meaning what you make happen for them. You know, sometimes it's good to do nice things for people. Sometimes somebody might be going through something and they might need somebody to encourage them. And I want to encourage you again. You can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio prayer line. The telephone number again is 803-317-4457. When this show is over, we'd be glad to talk to you and pray for you. If you have a testimony, now I want you to hear this very careful, testimony. If you have a testimony of what God has done, if you've been listening to this radio show and this inspirational message, the music has been a blessing to you, and you want to tell of how these messages has been a blessing to you, give me a call, and we'd love to put you on the air so other people can hear the testimony. See, the Bible says you're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Sometimes is what you say might be an encouragement to somebody else. Well, the telephone number right here where I'm at right now talking live is 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901. You can call me right here at Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And we love to get that testimony on and hear, let other people hear what God has done for you. I want to thank God because so many people have been listening to us down there in Brazil. Thank you for listening to us, and other countries around the world has been listening to us. We appreciate you. And those in the United States, thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show right here on Blob Talk Radio, from the studios of the Spoken Word radio station. We appreciate every one of you. Yes, Jesus will. What will Jesus do? What will he, is he going to do for me? He is willing to fight your battles, and not only is he willing to fight your battles, but he's willing to heal your body of any sickness and disease. He's willing to even save you and give you a relationship with him. What will Jesus do? Jesus will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. But he promised to be there always, even until the end of the world. And thank God he never leaves us. Even when we're at the lowest of our lifetime, he never leaves us. Might feel like he left, but he haven't. The song said he was there all the time. I don't care what you're going through, and I know this to be fact. Fact. And what do you know to be fact, Pastor? That there is no failure in God. When you done tried the rest, you need to try the best. I know it sounds like a rhyme, but it's true. You done tried the rest, you need to try the best. Jesus. Jesus never fails. I don't care what anybody say, he never fails. God will never fail you. Heaven and earth, the Bible say, will pass away, but he said, my word and what I say out of my mouth will never fail. He says in the scripture, he says, my word will never turn back to me void, but it will accomplish what it's sent out to do. Whatever I send it out to do, whatever I say, it's going to accomplish everything I said. And I love the scripture in First Peter chapter 3 that tells us God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. In other words, God ain't like man. Oh, no, all like woman, boy or girl. Yeah, man will say, you know, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to do it for you. You know, I'll get back to you. Somebody else, you know, I'm sorry, I can't do it this time. But God, when we come to him, he says to us that if I ever tell you that I'm going to do something, you can take it to the bank. Now, one thing you got to remember, when you pray and ask God for something, he ain't going to move us as, you know, sometimes we pray and nothing happens. We think he didn't hear us or he ain't real because he didn't do the thing that we asked. Well, how many of y'all know your mother and your father didn't do everything you asked either? When you was a kid, there's a lot of things that you wanted that mama didn't give you. Why? Because she felt that you wasn't ready for it. And there are some things you got to wait on God for. The scripture says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's one of the problems with a whole lot of people. They don't want to wait. Everybody want it like a microwave. Well, if God is so powerful, why he didn't answer my prayer? Well, just because you prayed and ain't nothing happened doesn't mean God didn't answer your prayer. It might not have been God's will for you to have it. Or it might not have been the time. Because some things we ask for, it ain't God's timing. And somebody said, well, how do I know when is the timing of God? Well, only God knows the timing. You know, you wouldn't give your 10-year-old kid the keys to your car to drive it, will you? No, because they ain't ready for it. You want to wait until they're ready. And when they're ready, you give them the key and say, go ahead and drive it around the corner after you have trained them, prepared them. You know, sometimes you have to be prepared. And you know what I find out? That a lot of times people ask God for things they ain't even ready for themselves. And it's a true statement. You can think you're ready for something and you ain't even ready. Take God to only show you that you ain't ready for him yet. And that's why a lot of people over the years have prayed and prayed and prayed, and they feel that prayer doesn't work. They feel like, I don't care, nobody say, I prayed many times, ain't nothing happened. Well, I don't know where you've been, but I tell you what, prayer, God always answers prayer. Now, let me just go back. Now, just because he answered prayer, he may not come when you want him. He may not come when I want him, but he's always on time. That's a true statement. A lot of times you pray, he ain't going to come that specific time. And you know what the funny thing is? There's scriptures in the Bible that even talk about that. I often talk about Lazarus, Martha, and Mary that send word to Jesus. Told Jesus that my brother is sick and was asking him to come, and he didn't move. And then when Lazarus was dead, then Jesus said, come on, let's go. And somebody said, I can't understand that. Well, there's a lot of things you ain't going to understand. Well, you know what I find out? And I want you to hear this very, very, very careful. God has reason for allowing things to happen. We may never understand his wisdom, but we can simply have, we have to simply trust his will. In other words, there are a lot of times you ain't going to know no reason why he allowed that thing to happen, that problem, that situation, that prayer that you prayed and you ain't getting no answers. God has reason for allowing things to happen. We may never understand. No, you may not during your lifetime. You may not never understand God's wisdom. But we can simply have to trust God's will. You know what God's will is? See, a lot of people pray things in scripture, and most people in church pray this prayer and don't even know what it means. And we call it the Our Father's Prayer. Now, the Bible never called it the Our Father's Prayer. Now, I mean, if you want to go deep, it never said, if you read that scripture in Luke chapter 11, it starts off by saying this. The disciples came to Jesus, which was one of John's disciples, said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Now, you notice in that scripture, it never called it the Our Father prayer. It starts off by saying, because they asked the question. The question was, Lord, teach us to pray as you also taught John, disciples, to pray. And then Jesus said, well, when you pray, say, Our Father. Now, he didn't say the name of the prayer was Our Father. It was the model in which he was telling them. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Did you know what you just said when you said that? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Meaning, whatever your will is for my life, let it be done on the earth. Now, you was praying that prayer and didn't even know what you was praying. See, when you tell somebody, let their will be done, that means you have nothing to do with how you feel. You want their will to be done. You want his desire for your life to be done. And somebody said, well, I don't know if I want that. Well, I promise you one thing. Getting God's will, getting God's plan, getting God's purpose for your life is the best thing you can ever do. God has purpose for your life. God has a plan for your life. Matter of fact, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 tells us, I know the plans I have for you. I like this other version that says, I know the plans I have in mind for you, declare the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for disaster, to give you a future full of hope. Let me tell you something. God has you and your future in mind. That's why when you pray that Our Father's prayer that you call, you said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God, I want your will be done. Now, if you notice something, you notice after you said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, you said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You'll never find in that prayer where anybody prayed for things before they asked for God's will. Now, if you notice, it says, let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And listen to the next verse. Give us this day our daily bread. You know what that means? That means whatever you need from God, you ask him. But the funny thing is, he never said, ask God for your needs before you ask God for what is his will, his purpose, his plan for your life. And I want to encourage you that God has purpose for you, my sister. God has purpose for you, my brother. You might not know your purpose. You might not even understand the destiny in which God has for you. But the only way you're going to be able to find out what your destiny is to ask God himself. Well, how do I do that? The same way you just asked me, ask him. And then wait till he give you the answer. Don't stop asking him until he give you the answer. You know, when you was a kid, when you wanted something, you ain't stopped asking. You kept asking even when your mother said no. You kept asking, you kept asking, you kept asking until one day mama gave it to you and daddy. This is what you got to do with God. You keep asking him until he revealed his purpose, revealed his plan, and revealed his will for your life. I felt led to talk about this today. Somebody need to hear this today. God's purpose, God's plan, and God's will for your life. So a lot of times you ain't going to understand why God allow things to happen. One good thing, you might not never understand his wisdom of why he allowed that thing to happen. But we can simply trust his will. Let your kingdom come, your will be done. God, I don't know what's going on, but whatever your will is for my life, for my family, for my kids, for my home, for my finances, for my mama, my daddy, my brothers and my sister, whatever your will is, and this is what you need to do, I accept your will. Somebody that's listening to me, please repeat that one. I accept your will. Say it again. I accept your will. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's hard, amen, to give up what you want to do. But when you get God's will, God's purpose, God's plan, it always comes out good. This is an encouraging word for you. And remember this scripture, Proverbs, the 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all of thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God will direct you. He'll direct your path if you ask him. He'll show you which way to go when you don't know which way to go. See, I often tell people, see, God's word is like a navigation system. See, a navigation system, when you put where you're trying to go at in the navigation, it'll lead you to where you need to go. Well, I call the Word of God, the Bible, the B-L-I-B-L-E, biblical instructions before leaving earth. The Bible will lead you to where you need to go. And the Bible we call the Word of God, his Word, God speaking to us. And if you follow his Word, if you follow what he says, he will lead you into your purpose. He will lead you into his plan, and he'll lead you in his will and your destiny. You have a destiny to fulfill. Don't forget it. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
song if you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me. Thank you.
Hezekiah Walker talking about things are going to get better. Doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter how it looks. Things are going to get better. And you know what? I often tell people, you might be going through now. Things will change for you for the better. And then, of course, we heard from that good song. And I tell you, I love that song, My Testimony. And that song talks about I made it through the storms. And sometimes when you're going through things, it doesn't seem like you're going to come out of it. But God is the captain of the storm. And he knows how to speak to the storm and tell the storm, peace, be still. Right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, we thank God for every one of you that have been listening to our radio show. And I hope that what we have said earlier on our inspirational message have helped you, encourage you to keep praying. You know, the song say, don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised and his word is true. Don't stop praying. He will answer you. And I guarantee you, you get to keep on asking. Just like when you was a little kid, mommy didn't give you what you wanted, but you kept asking and asking. And if you get kids today, you know they do the same thing. Even when you tell them they can't have it, they'll keep asking. And all of a sudden, you want to give it to them. But one thing about God, he wants us to learn how to wait on him and to trust him and have faith in what he says. That's just like any of us. You know, nobody don't want anybody. And who want somebody, you telling somebody something, they don't believe nothing you say? You know, if they don't believe nothing you say, you ain't going to want to do nothing for them. But for somebody that trusts what you say, believe what you say, and know that you're not going to say any old thing, they'll trust what you say. Well, you can always depend on God and what he says, because God will come through for you. I want to encourage you right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. Whatever you do, don't give up. Hold on. Keep holding on until God come through for you, because the song say, the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. He'll answer you. His promise, his word is true. Whatever you do, don't stop praying. He will answer you. I want to dedicate this to every one of you that listen to me on this radio show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. Hang on.
lost. You got a witness, he'll hold you up. And in the process, he'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't have my faith. And we gon' make the body pray. I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil. You can't help our faith. And we gon' make a fight.
Yes, hang on in there when everything else seems to be not going the way you want it to go. Remember those words, hang on in there. Well, let me just remind you that if you're ever in need of prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. Also, don't forget to join me every day, Monday through Friday, at 12 noon, and Saturday at 9 a.m. in the morning, right here on Blob Talk Radio. You can always put in Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, and it'll take you right there. Or go to Kenneth E. Morgan Sr.'s Facebook page and click that button, and it'll take you right there. Well, remember that when you are at your lowest, remember, hang on in there because God loves you and he cares for you. I want to ask you this question. Do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm not asking, do you go to church? I didn't ask you, was you baptized in water? Do you have a relationship with the Lord? I think sometimes people get it mixed up when you talk about relationship, because it's just like, you know, hearing about somebody over and over again, you think that you know them. You know, many people, that's how they are. You know, somebody, you tell them, hey, have you heard of Barack Obama? Have you heard of Donald Trump? Have you heard of President John F. Kennedy? And people say, yeah, I know him. Well, you know of him, but you don't know him. order to know a person, you have to have a relationship with them. I mean, many people go to church, but they don't have a relationship with him. A relationship according to the scripture in 1 John and St. John chapter 1, verse 12, that says, to them that received him, to them he gave the power, the ability to become the sons of God. I became a child of the living God because I have received him. How did I receive him? Well, Peter said, repent, turn away from all the things that is ungodly and turn towards God. Have a change of mind. Go in a different direction. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 3, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Here go a question, another question for you. If you should die right now, and I'm not trying to scare you or put nothing on you, but if you should die right now, because the Bible says it is appointed unto man wants to die, and after death comes the judgment. The Bible says man that is born of a woman is of a few days, meaning we all are one day. If you're not going to be caught up in the rapture, every one of you have an appointment with death. But God says to you that if you don't have a relationship with me, here go to scripture. The Bible says in Revelation, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. God is knocking at your door, and I'm not talking about at your front door. He's knocking at your heart. The scripture says, if you open up your heart, if you open up the door, I will come in and sup with you. You know what the word sup means? I come to have fellowship with you. You know how you go to somebody's house and you hear somebody knocking on your door and they say, I just come to see how you're doing. And you say, come on in, we got supper waiting. You like to have something to eat. That's fellowshipping with them, coming together with them. Well, the Bible says, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock at your heart. If you open up your heart and let me in, I will come in and have fellowship with you. Question to you is, do you really want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? See, having a relationship with God determined is three things you must come to. Number one, you have to have a decision. The word decision means a process of deciding something, to come to some resolution. A firm decision, not a weak decision, a firm decision to do something. So your decision has to be that resolution of, I want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because he want to have a relationship with you. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You was included in the world. He loved you so much that he was willing to die on the cross for you and shed his blood because he wanted to have relationship with you. You say he did all that just to have a relationship? Oh, yeah. That shows you what manner of love is this, that a man like him would lay down his life for a friend. He called you friend. The second thing is, God is saying to you, you have to come after you've made a decision to really want to serve him and have fellowship with him. You got to be dedicated. You got to be committed to the task, the purpose. It means to have a diligent, persistent work or effort. Put hard work in that relationship with you and serving God. And then number three, you have to be determined to let nothing stop you from having that relationship with him. Even when temptation comes, you refuse not to bow to temptation, but asking the Holy Spirit to be the one that would help you to overcome. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. God has given you the victory. That's what he died for too, to give you victory. Number four, is you get to, after you made your decision that you want a relationship, you get to be dedicated committed to the task, being diligent, being persistent in your relationship, being determined not to let nothing stop you and hinder you. And then the last thing is you got to go beyond. Not being complacent, unwavering, never get satisfied just with the relationship you in. Always reach for more. Now, here go the question. If you should die right now, where will you spend eternity, heaven or hell? Somebody said, well, you don't know where you're going at when you die. You ain't never seen it. Well, there's a lot of stuff you haven't seen, but you believe it. No, I don't. Oh, yes, you do. Well, let me give you this quick thing that you always say. You hear people say, well, I see you later on. How are you going to see them later on? Have you seen later on? No, but you believe it. What about when you tell people, I'll see you tomorrow? How do you know you're going to see them tomorrow? Did you see tomorrow? You believe in something that you haven't seen. Somebody says to you, said, well, I don't believe in something. I can't believe in something I haven't seen. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you work every day? Yes. What day do you get paid? If you get paid on Friday and you punch your time card on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, what are you looking for at the end of the day on Friday? You're looking for a paycheck. Here go the question. How do you know that paycheck gonna be there when you get there? You don't know that. You haven't seen it, but you believe that it's gonna be there. So that shows you believe in things that you haven't seen. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, and whosoever name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. No, God don't want you to go to hell. God loves you. He cares for you. But he says the only way that you can escape that punishment is by having a real relationship with him. And if you want a relationship with him, repeat this prayer after me. Repeat every word I say. Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. Repeat it. I'm asking you to give me a relationship with you. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that he shed his blood and he arose again the third day for me. I now receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I desire to have a relationship with you. And I thank you now for coming into my heart. I open my heart up. I let you in. I want to have a relationship with you. And I thank you for forgiving me from all of my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. If you repeated that prayer, that's a beginning. That's a start. I want to know if you did that. Give me a call on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line when this radio show is over and tell me, Pastor, I was listening to your show and I decided to want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I repeated the prayer that you told me to repeat. I want you to pray for me and I will pray for you live right over that telephone. The telephone number is 803-317-4457, 803-317-4457. I'd be glad to pray for you. And if you give me your address, I will send you a book free of charge to help you in your new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that book will arrive at your house and read it, and it will help you for the other steps that you need to work on that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I thank God for every one of you again. And don't forget to tune in to us every day at 12 noon. Well, my time is almost up here. And I want to play at least two more songs before I leave here. And let's go back and play good gospel music.
I've got a new song for all.
Recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Joy that you promised.
encounters with you.
I almost gave up.
I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Show would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Today's a new day. So tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. You're in right now.
You're going through, make sure you keep a smile on your face. Well, my time is almost up here. I want to dedicate this last song to you, one of those old songs, but good songs, Sovereign. May God bless you. I will see you tomorrow at 12 noon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. May God bless you.
to do. He can do whatever he wants to do when he wants to. God can do whatever he wants to do where he wants to, how he wants to. Because